Urquiz, le agradecemos muchísimo su presencia en los micrófonos de Caracol. Aquí hay mucha inquietud, esto ha generado mucha controversia. Gente que está a favor de una intervención y de un apoyo norteamericano en caso de una agresión de Venezuela, que ha movilizado tropas hacia la frontera con Colombia. Si eso se llegara a dar, ¿qué tipo de intervención cree usted que se haría?
Mr. Kutz, thank you very much for being with us in Caracol Radio. There's a lot of controversy, a lot of questions regarding something that has to do with Venezuela coming into our country in the whole conflict. If there is an intervention, how do you think that should be done?
Well, thank you very much for having me. I think the intervention, any kind of military action, should always be a last resort, and that's very much how we've been thinking of it. The problem we face here is what are the options that we have left? And I think we need to address that, and we need to be very open-eyed about what it is that our actual options are.
Dice él que una intervención siempre es el último recurso y que aquí lo importante es saber cuáles son nuestras opciones hasta el momento.
¿Y cuáles serían esas opciones precisamente, de Darcy?
Well, precisely, what do you think our options are?
Well, I think if you accept that Maduro needs to go for the benefit of his people, for the benefit of the region, then I think you need to look at how he's going to go at this point. And I think force, unfortunately, is the only option. I don't think he's going to walk away anymore. I think those days are behind us. We used to discuss an off-ramp where maybe we can convince him to go to Cuba or somewhere else. And again, I think those days are behind us. He's in too deep. The people of Venezuela, I don't think, are willing to forgive him anymore. And so if you accept that force is the only option, then there's three ways that this ends. It's either a coup, it's a revolution, or it's a foreign military intervention. And I think, sadly, again, these are all bad options, but I think, sadly, a foreign military intervention would be the least bloody of those options.
Bueno, él dice que si tenemos claro que Maduro tiene que irse, la pregunta es cómo se debe ir. ¿Se le puede persuadir de que se vaya a Cuba? ¿Se le puede persuadir de que deje el poder? Eso parece que no es muy posible, dice él, porque ya se ha tratado. Entonces, pues solamente es la fuerza, la única opción y la única salida, y ahí pues se puede dar algún tipo de revuelta, de revolución interna, o por último una intervención que él repite es la más sangrienta y la menos aconsejable de todas.
Ayer precisamente el señor Counts habló el vicepresidente Mike Pence acerca que si él llegaba a agredir a Colombia, automáticamente Estados Unidos iba a salir a respaldarlo. En esos planes que ha tenido usted acceso en la Casa Blanca, ¿cómo sería ese respaldo de Estados Unidos a Colombia?
Well, Vice President Mike Pence said yesterday that if Venezuela does something to Colombia, something aggressive, the U.S. is going to be behind us. How do you think it's going to be that? I mean, how do you think they're going to intervene in an aggression from Venezuela to Colombia?
Absolutely. I think if Venezuela were to do something to Colombia, then, we would most likely be able to get a multinational force to respond, not just the United States. Of course, the United States will defend Colombia from any kind of real military aggression. We're allies, we're friends, and we're partners. That's what we do. But I think that what you're starting to see, and we've been seeing now for about a year or two, is that the whole region has really turned on Venezuela. And so if Maduro gives folks a real reason to do it, I think we can get a real multinational force to respond to something like an attack on Colombia.
Bueno, él dice que sin duda, por supuesto, que Estados Unidos respaldaría a Colombia en una situación como esta, y seguramente no lo haría solo, no solo Estados Unidos, sino a través de una fuerza multinacional, porque, dicen ellos, ya es la región la que está toda contra Maduro y contra Venezuela, así que lo ve como algo muy fácil de que si hay una provocación con Colombia, haya una movilización regional, una fuerza multinacional.
Señor Kutz, el presidente Donald Trump señaló que un golpe militar, si es que efectivamente las Fuerzas Armadas de Venezuela se decidieran hacerlo, triunfaría muy rápidamente. ¿Cree usted que Estados Unidos tiene en este momento algún tipo de contactos con militares venezolanos que pudieran hacer esto?
Well, we're talking about a coup or military strike inside the Venezuela country. Do you think that's possible? Do you think that the United States have talks with militaries in Venezuela to convince them to do that?
So the United States, at least the when I was at the White House, we never supported or in any way gave approval to any kind of coup planning or coups in general. Having said that, we listen. We meet with and we listen to anyone who wants to talk to us and who is a key player inside of Venezuela. So we certainly met with and talked to and listened to military officers and others in Venezuela who have ideas of how their country should be. That's part of our job, to gather intelligence, to gather information, so that we have all of the information as to what's going on in the country.
No, él dice que cuando él estuvo en la Casa Blanca nunca apoyaron un golpe de Estado. Ellos lo que hacen es escuchar a muchas personas que son claves en Venezuela, a militares, por ejemplo, que les dan ideas para información. Para ellos lo que es importante es tener toda la información de lo que está sucediendo al interior de Venezuela, pero de ninguna manera apoyar un golpe de Estado.
Darcy, quisiera preguntarle a Fernando si él cree, dado lo que dijo ayer Pence de apoyar a Colombia, que habrá más apoyo militar de parte de Estados Unidos al país.
Thinking of what Mr. Pence said yesterday, do you think we're going to have more support, more military support in the future from the United States?
Again, I think Colombia is very much one of our closest allies, friends, and partners, not just in the region, but in the world. It's the only NATO partner we have in the hemisphere. So absolutely, of course, short of Canada, but absolutely, if the Colombian government, if President Duque reaches out and says that he believes that he is in need of further assistance from the United States due to the threat coming from Venezuela, I think the United States government would be more than willing to listen and to help in any way that we could.
Pues Colombia es un gran aliado no solamente en la región, sino en el mundo entero, global. Así que si el presidente Duque le pide a los Estados Unidos más ayuda, si siente que necesita más apoyo militar dado lo que está pasando con Venezuela, no le cabe la menor duda de que el gobierno norteamericano nos lo dará.
Preguntémosle finalmente, Darcy, a Fernando Kutz, agradeciéndole mucho sus opiniones aquí en Caracol Radio y Red Más de Televisión. ¿Cuál es el proceso legal que tendría que surtir el presidente antes de él proceder a tomar una decisión de esta magnitud?
Thanks again for being with us in Caracol and Red Más Noticias. And finally, what's the process that the president has to do in case, the legal process, in case he's willing to ask for that help from the United States towards Venezuela?
So in the United States, what we need is to prove that there is a national security threat that is coming from Venezuela. With the president making that determination, with the national security body of the United States making that determination, we legally could do something. Now, in my opinion, again, this needs to be a multinational effort. This is a regional problem, and it needs a regional solution. Including if and when we have to go the military route. And so ideally this would be something that is blessed by the OAS or the UN. I think the OAS is more likely, but certainly from a legal perspective, all we need in the United States is a determination that this is a national security threat.
Bueno, básicamente lo que hay que hacer es probar que aquí hay un tema de seguridad nacional, que la seguridad nacional está amenazada. Pero de nuevo él considera que es un tema regional, que es un problema para toda la región y que por lo tanto se debe buscar una solución regional, posiblemente acudiendo a la OEA, pero él lo ve más como un tema de las Naciones Unidas.
Muchísimas gracias a Fernando Kutz, este analista que era el que manejaba el Consejo de seguridad para América Latina en la administración Trump.